We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Two murder suspects who broke out of jail in Salinas Sunday have been captured after a massive manhunt. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says they were captured hundreds of miles to the south.
After more than 2 days on the run, 21-year-old Santos Fonseca and 20-year-old Jonathan Salazar were caught around midnight Tuesday night, says Monterey County Sheriff's Captain John Thornburg. They were spotted and captured at the border with Mexico, but heading north, not south.
The two individuals tried to walk back into the country down at the U.S.-Mexico border. We had received information that they were in the area of Tijuana. Once we received that information, we notified Customs Border and Protection Agency, and they were able to locate them trying to walk back into the country.
Thornburg says the two men broke out together by cutting a hole in a bathroom ceiling, although they were in jail awaiting trial on unrelated killings, and there's no evidence they knew each other before. Thornburg says yes, they will still be held in that same jail in Salinas, but he's confident they won't be able to escape again.
We've done at least three security improvements to that one particular housing unit, and before anybody asks, no, they are not going to be housed in the same housing unit.
Now they will face at least one additional charge, escape. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he is taking Facebook to court. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports, Becerra says that the tech giant has failed to respond to a number of subpoenas in its investigation into whether Facebook violates California privacy laws.
The attorney general says Facebook has failed to comply with its subpoenas going back to early last year.
We've asked for information regarding the effect of the company's various privacy settings on third parties' access to data, including which apps Facebook granted access to user data despite users restricting access to their information.
Including Cambridge Analytica, which accessed 87 million Americans' data and used it to conduct election-related disinformation campaigns.
We have, since the spring of 2018, been looking into allegations that Facebook violated California law by, among other things, deceiving users and misrepresenting its privacy practices. Those are serious allegations. When you consider the personal information that we all supply to Facebook every single day, Facebook knows some of the most intimate details of our lives.
We've reached out to Facebook for a response, but have not heard back as yet. Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
The Bay Area Air Quality Management District is getting an earful about the responses to the NuStar facility fire last month. KCBS reporter Jim Taylor has a closer look.
It happened on the afternoon of October 15th.
The NuStar had a tank explosion. It resulted in another tank being engulfed and exploding.
Wayne Kino, Bay Area Air Quality Management.
We are still investigating this particular incident. What happened was it closed Highway 80 for about 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. that night. There was shelter in place.
A lot of people affected by that. Crockett resident Nancy Reeser among those sheltering in place.
We were alarmed to see John Sweat High School students being released from the school while Crockett was experiencing a shelter in place. So the school either got the wrong communication or decided to go rogue. I'm not exactly sure.
Still a lot of questions about first responders being on the same page. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.